Engaging conversation on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
It was that same yearning for freedom that nearly 250 years ago gave birth to a special place called America. It was a small cluster of colonies caught between a great ocean and a vast wilderness. It was home to an incredible people with a revolutionary idea that they could rule themselves, that they could chart their own destiny, and that together they could light up the entire world.
Brothers and sisters, welcome. I'm Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life, here on Right Side Broadcasting Network and endabortion.tv to have our Praying for America program. We're so grateful to RSBN for this opportunity and to you for coming and joining in it. We have patriots and Christians from across the country, and we have friends joining us from around the world. As we pray for America, we want to pray for one another. We want this to be a time when you can leave us your intentions. Feel free to mention them in the comments. And where, therefore, all of us joining can pray for one another's needs, our families, loved ones, intentions, and beg the grace of God upon all of us in the body of Christ. Please do that. And, periodically, we have guests on this program, and periodically, we have a regularly returning guest, one of our pastoral associates, evangelist Alveda King. Welcome, Alveda.
Hello to you and all of our viewers and listeners. Hi, everybody. God bless you.
Alveda, I don't know if you saw it, but President Trump gave Right Side Broadcasting a shout out at a recent rally. And, Right Side has been to all the rallies, you know, bringing them to the American public. And we've often talked with us, we were waiting for the day, and we knew it would come when President Trump would actually mention RSBN, as he sometimes mentions other news outlets that are, unlike the fake news, are friendly to him and his agenda. So it did happen recently. We're very proud of RSBN and happy about that. And it makes it all the more meaningful that we're doing this work together.
Well, RSBN is doing a great job, and I'm happy to be a part of that and have the opportunity to join whenever I can.
Yes. And so let's put ourselves in the presence of God. We're going to pray for America. I'm going to have a little discussion with Alveda, and then we're going to do, my friends, a special prayer litany that we wrote some years ago. We'll explain the context for it. But all of this has very much to do with praying for America, going to the very fabric of America. But Alveda, let's put ourselves in the presence of God. I'm going to say a prayer, and you know, you always have a beautiful little song to sing or something to just bring the peace of the Holy Spirit upon us, which we so need. But let me begin, and then I'll turn it over to you. Father, we place ourselves in your presence today once again. You are the source of our being. In you we live and move and have our being. And Father, you said that you would come. Your Son Jesus promised that you would come and the Holy Spirit and make your dwelling within us. And we trust in that promise that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit actually take up residence in us by the gift of grace. Lord, that brings us peace. That brings us a profound peace that the world does not understand, a peace that, in passing all understanding, gives us a serenity, gives us a confidence, does enable us to do what Paul said in Philippians 4, to dismiss all anxiety from our minds. And so, Lord, we come together in your presence in that spirit. Give us your peace. Your peace flows like a river. Make us instruments of your peace. Let us experience that peace so that in peace and in communion with one another, with love and forgiveness for all, with hatred for none, we can intercede. We can intercede for America. We can intercede for the world. and we can intercede for one another. Thank you, Lord, for your presence, which we acknowledge here today. Thank you for your grace in which we stand. Thank you for this time of prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as we have this time of reflection and discussion, let our thoughts, our hearts, and the work that we attempt to do be pleasing in your sight. There's nothing that we can accomplish that will be truly successful without you, without the presence of you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Bless all who are viewing and listening. Continue to guide us back so that we will have faith, hope, and love, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. God's truth is marching on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That is the spirit. That is the spirit in which we gather. Yes, his truth, his grace, march on. Alvita, I want to read from Isaiah 58. True fasting. Cry out full-throated and unsparingly. Lift up your voice like a trumpet blast. Tell my people their wickedness and the house of Jacob their sins. They seek me day after day. They desire to know my ways. Like a nation that has done what is just and not abandoned the law of their God. They ask me what to declare what is due them, please to gain access to God. Why do we fast and you do not see it? Afflict ourselves and you take no note of it. Lo, on your fast day, you carry out your own pursuits and drive all your laborers. Yes, your fast ends in quarreling and fighting, striking with wicked claw. Would that today you might fast so as to make your voice heard on high. Is this the manner of fasting I wish, of keeping a day of penance? That a man bow his head like a reed and lie in sackcloth and ashes? Do you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? This rather is the fasting that I wish, releasing those bound unjustly, untying the thongs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. That is one of my favorite passages from the prophets. Alvita, it just fits so beautifully into the whole history of the civil rights movement. This was the spirit, right, that inspired the leaders of that movement, setting free the oppressed in the name of the Lord, and that would make us pleasing to him. We come on these programs every night praying for America. Isn't this at the core of what that means? Because, I remember I forget what magazine it was, they took your uncle ML and they put him on the cover and they said, founding father, which is really such a high tribute, to the principles that he taught and that he and your dad and all the civil rights leaders articulated and that we seek to articulate after them. That's what this nation was founded on, setting free the oppressed from tyranny. And creating a nation where all could truly be equal and govern themselves. Your thoughts on that?
Well, we know that my uncle, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Uncle ML was not, of course, alive in 1776. And he did not help to pen the Declaration of Independence, for example. However, when foundations are built, they are built upon and they are strengthened and continually strengthened. And so my uncle, of course, is very at the center of the certain foundation and foundational issues of this nation. My daddy, my granddaddy, Daddy A.D. King, Granddaddy Martin Luther King Sr. And so we understand that tribute, of course. You mentioned as you read that passage about fasting and spending time with the Lord and testing our motives as to why we do that. I try to live a fasted lifestyle somewhat, and people notice I've even lost maybe 75 pounds or so, or still need to lose 40. So I'm not just fasting to lose weight. I'm fasting to bring myself into a position and a place where I can hear God more carefully and more closely as well. We also, Father Frank, even in the civil rights movement, when we are fighting for justice and equality, must learn to be kind and tender-hearted towards each other. It is the grace of God that draws people to repentance. It won't be our protesting or all of that. We do peacefully protest. That's important. Abortion is a terrible scourge. People need to be educated and cautioned as to how displeasing abortion is to God and how immoral an act abortion is. But we have to be kind and tenderhearted, loving, and communicating our messages with the sole purpose of bringing to pass the will of God in our lives. That's why we fast. Of course, we give to the poor and feed the hungry and all of that. We help the mothers and fathers who have to make a decision to abort or not abort. We want to be concerned about their full lives. All of that goes together. So as we remember that, the work that we are doing is so important. That's why I really appreciate RSBN giving us opportunity to share this type of message from a holistically approachable message. You've got to have laws, you've got to have protests and et cetera. Certainly you have to have prayer and you have to have worship and praise. So as we do all of that together, Father Frank, I get messages for you all the time. How's Father Frank? How's the surgery? Well, that's behind him now and he's good. And I thank you. And then someone says, we're winning. You're doing a good job. Don't stop. And I say, well, don't stop being part of it, you know. So right. That's the approach that we have to have.
Well, mm-hmm. And as I think our viewers know by now, you know, the work that you've been doing with us at Priests for Life goes under the heading of civil rights for the unborn. And right from the very beginning of our partnership, you know, we've declared together, this is the civil rights movement of today, the pro-life movement. Now, you know, the passage from Isaiah 58, I wanted to point out there's one of these verses. It's talking about setting free the oppressed, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked. But then it says in verse 7, not turning your back on your own. Mm-hmm. It seems to me that's where the violence of abortion is particularly referenced. Because it's a turning of the backs of the parents on their own.
The babies in the womb, their own children. Yes.
Right. Yes. Right. Not absolutely. Turning your back on your own. That's a striking verse, you know, and when we penetrate that, it's we see, like you already said, fighting for civil rights, making America great, and the whole civil rights struggle is part of what makes America great, includes stopping abortion. So I want to have you remind our audience of something, because it was the context in which the prayer that we're going to say together, the litany, came, was created. In the civil rights movement, there were the Freedom Rides. And I'd like you to explain to the people, remind them what that was, and then how you and I, together with a whole team of other leaders, brought that into the pro-life movement.
Inspired by the Freedom Rides of the 20th century, when the college students went to test the new laws and to ride the bus in an integrated situation where riding the bus as blacks and whites together as students, riding across those state lines together and testing the new laws of civil rights. And so they were firebombed, many were hurt and harmed. I think some perhaps even lost their lives. So the freedom rides of the 20th century civil rights movement, we were inspired, Priests for Life leading that effort, along with the newly founded organization, National Black Pro-Life Coalition. And we came together and we rode across the South. We were in Alabama and in Georgia. And as we did that and coming together, we would ride and sing the civil rights songs and all of that. We, in Atlanta, Georgia, we went to the tomb of Martin Luther King Jr. I actually jumped in the pool and started prophesying, if you remember, Father Frank.
I do remember.
That was unexpected, but I began to say, let righteousness roll down as water, justice as a mighty stream. But we sang and we worshiped, we informed and educated and activated America that there was still a class of people who are not free. And so that's very important. And you can go to, I think is at Frontlines at Civil at Priests for Life for the Unborn.
Yes. Yeah. Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So we can revisit that effort. So
yes.
A very important effort. And with me, a lot of people don't know I do several things. I executive producer of Roe v. Wade, the movie, how abortion became legal in America. I'm singing with Kathy Lee Gifford, Your Way, Yahweh. That's a lot of work I'm doing. I have a sister organization, Speak for Life, that closely works with Priests for Life and National Black Pro-Life Coalition. So all of these things together, whatever you're doing, if you're saying, well, Alveda, we can't be Father Frank. We can't be you. We can't do everything that you do. If we all do our part, my pastor, Alan McNair, who Father Frank met and was invited to preach at our church, Lazarus, come forth and let the babies come forth from the womb. What a powerful message. Pastor McNair would always say, just do your part. You don't have to do what I do. I don't have to do what you do. Do your part. So please visit us at priestsforlife.org and find out exactly how you can join this movement.
Yes. Well, Alveda, having said that, we did those freedom rides for the unborn. And in the context of that, which was filled with prayer, I wrote this litany, civil rights litany for justice and life. And friends, for our prayer time tonight, I would like to invite all of you now to join me and Alveda. We're going to pray this litany. The way that it is structured, there are 8 petitions and for life and justice. And each one of them starts with a quote from Alveda's uncle, Uncle ML, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And all of his quotes, Alveda, are so powerful and so meaningful. So I took some of the key ones. And then based on that quote, I wrote a prayer that asks God for some of the gifts that his quote refers to. So we're going to have Alveda read the quote, and then I'll read the prayer, and all of us friends join in on this with full heart and mind and soul. So Alveda, let's get the litany underway.
King declared, it really boils down to this, that all life is interrelated. We are all caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied into a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly.
Let us pray. Lord, open our eyes to see that our own destiny as individuals and as a people is directly tied to the destiny of our youngest brothers and sisters, the children in the womb. Help us and all our fellow citizens to understand that when the unborn are deprived of their rights as persons, this is an assault on the dignity of us all. Give us grace to understand that our own rights are only as safe as the rights of the smallest children. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Petition 2. Dr. King declared, the next thing we must be concerned about if we are to have peace on earth is the nonviolent affirmation of the sacredness of all human life.
Let us pray. Lord God, author of peace, you created all human beings that they might live as one, and you entrusted the life of each to the care of all. We pray for peace in our times, a peace which is not simply the absence of bombs and tanks, but rather the full protection of everyone's rights and the harmonious relationships of human beings with each other and with you. Help us to see that the greatest destroyer of peace and love is abortion, and that peace on earth must begin with peace in the womb. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Petition 3. Dr. King declared, "We have a task, and let us go out with a divine dissatisfaction. Let us be dissatisfied until from every city hall, justice will roll down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream."
We take a moment to reflect on these words, and let us pray. Lord, we are dissatisfied today. We are deeply troubled that we live in a land where an act of dismembering a baby masquerades as a legal right. We are dissatisfied, furthermore, that so many of our fellow citizens have made peace with this travesty of justice and have accommodated themselves to this triumph of violence. We pray today that the institutions of government, which exist for the purpose of ensuring justice and protecting life, may no longer fail in that purpose and may no longer be hijacked by the forces of evil. Rather, may your light shine in every court, every legislature, and every executive mansion, and give your people a divine impatience to place in those institutions public servants who know the difference between serving the public and killing the public. May your kingdom come, and may it come soon. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Petition 4. Dr. King declared, "Power at its best is love implementing the demands of justice, and justice at its best is power correcting everything that stands against love."
Let us reflect on these words and let us pray. Lord, all power resides in you, and the hearts of the powerful are in your hands. Infuse those hearts with a true grasp of the meaning of power, the demands of justice, and the attraction of love. Help them understand that power does not mean domination, but service. Help them to know that justice is not subject to the whims and shifting interpretations of mortals, but rather is based in you, the unchanging and eternal God. Help them to grasp the fact that love means to sacrifice oneself for the good of the other, while abortion means one sacrifices the other for the superficial good of oneself. Give us, Lord, a culture of life where power serves justice and love transforms all. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Petition 5. Dr. King declared, "Strangely enough, I can never be what I ought to be until you are what you ought to be. You can never be what you ought to be until I am what I ought to be."
Let us reflect on these words and let us pray. Lord, give us the courage today to face the biggest obstacle in our mission to end abortion. Help us realize that this obstacle does not reside in media, government, or large pro-abortion organizations. Rather, our greatest obstacle resides within ourselves. Our greatest challenge is our own fear, our own self-doubt, our hesitations, our second-guessing about the things we need to do and to sacrifice to advance the cause of justice. Free us, O Lord, from all that weighs us down. Let us be all that we ought to be, so that the unborn and all our brothers and sisters can be all that they ought to be as well. We pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Petition 6. Dr. King declared, "We are now faced with the fact that tomorrow is today. We are confronted with the fierce urgency of now. In this unfolding conundrum of life and history, there is such a thing as being too late. Now let us begin. Now let us rededicate ourselves to the long and bitter, but beautiful, struggle for a new world."
Let us reflect on these words and let us pray. Lord, give us the grace to respond to the fierce urgency of now, for the time is always ripe for justice. Later is too late for the babies killed today, and the thousands of children scheduled for death tomorrow cannot wait around for us to build a consensus that they should be protected. Give us furthermore a sense of the urgency to bring healing to those who are in despair today, and to bring freedom to those whose sin of abortion weighs them down. Let us not wait. Let us not delay. Give us boldness and courage to act now for justice and for life. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Petition 7. Dr. King declared, "So we've come here today to cash a check. The Constitution and the Declaration of Independence were a promissory note that all would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America has defaulted on this promissory note. America has given a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds. And so we've come to cash this check."
Let us reflect on these words and let us pray. Lord, we live in a time when America has returned another check marked insufficient funds. America has failed to protect the unborn. Yet we are here to cash that check. We too refuse to believe that the vaults of freedom and justice and opportunity and life are somehow insufficient to cover the children in the womb. We refuse to believe that. And therefore, we ask you for the strength to do what it takes to demand their protection and their freedom. We pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Petition 8. Dr. King declared, "I know that you are asking today, how long will it take? I come to say to you this afternoon, however difficult the moment, however frustrating the hour, it will not be long, because truth pressed to earth will rise again. How long? Not long, because no lie can live forever. How long? Not long, because you still reap what you sow. How long? Not long, because the arm of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. How long? Not long, because mine eyes have seen the glory of the Lord. Our God is marching on.
Let us reflect on these words and let us pray. O Father, we pray today for all those who have declared themselves to be freedom riders for the unborn. We pray for all our brothers and sisters in this great movement of justice. Lord, some of your people have fought this evil of abortion from even the days before Roe v. Wade. And we hear them echo what is also in our hearts. How long? When will be the day of restoration, the triumph of equality? Renew our conviction today, O Lord, that it will not be long. For your Son, Jesus Christ, has promised that he is coming soon. The day of the Lord does not tarry. Strengthen our faith, enliven our hope, and deepen our love, that we may hasten the day when the unborn enjoy equal protection under the law. We pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And Alvita, after praying that beautiful litany, may we pray together and invite all our viewers to pray with us the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever.
Ever and ever. Amen.
Well, that was a pleasure praying that with you, and the words of your uncle, and just the beautiful convictions. That those convictions, what we just read, that really inspires all America in the fight for justice, the unborn and the born as well, everybody, everything that we are, all the evils we are fighting against. So we thank you, Alvita, for that fight and all of our participants today. And we lift up, brothers and sisters, all of your intentions. I know many of you have been leaving your prayer intentions, as we always invite you to do. And be assured, Alvita and I are lifting up for those prayers every day. And if you want to have a copy of this litany that we just prayed, let me give you the web page that you can go to find it, along with many other prayers. It's at prolifeprayers.com. prolifeprayers.com, and look for the Litany for Justice and Life. You will see it there, exactly those quotes we just heard and those prayers we just said. Alvita, we also have that new Facebook page for Civil Rights for the Unborn. It's a Facebook page called Civil Rights for the Unborn Official, and we want to invite you, friends, to visit.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.